under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the final hour, third hour on this Monday, September 16th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. After a meeting this morning with the county clerk in Presque Isle County, the ballot has been set. There was a name who had filed to be on the ballot. Well, it was left off the candidate list that we were sent on Friday at 2:14 p.m. So a visit was made to the clerk's office this morning showing a receipt for paying the $100 filing fee back on May 14th. And the current clerk said, oh, yes, it was oversight. It was a mistake. This person will, in fact, be on the ballot. So again, if you know anybody that lives in Onaway Public School District, text me Onaway, and I will send you the slate of the six candidates that are running to be elected to the school board to come in and make the changes necessary to improve the school district for the kids. So again, just text me Onaway, and I will send it to you. Little acronym we came up with to remind people in Onaway, Black Pepper, BLCKPR. Bonnard, LaVave, Christian, Kowalski, Palmer, and Rieger. Those are the six candidates that the Presque Isle County Republican Committee vetted, came out and endorsed. And you'll start seeing the signs popping up around town. 4x8s are out. Yard signs are happening. Business cards will be start putting out at gas stations and restaurants and party stores throughout the Onaway School District area. These are the six people to vote for. If you live in Onaway, again, text me Onaway. You text me at 231-360-5140, and I'll send you the palm card, the screenshot, the slate card of those six candidates. We've got some great sign locations out there for the 4x8s. They're getting put up, and you'll start seeing yard signs in people's yards as we head toward this election. This type of effort, folks, concerned parents wanting to get on that school board to serve to fix the schools once and for all is the purpose of this slate of candidates. Again, Barnard, LaFave, Christian, Kowalski, Palmer, and Rieger. You'll get a card at your local party store, gas station. Put it in your wallet with your driver's license. When you go to vote, you pull out your driver's license to show them your ID to get your ballot. There it is. It's in your wallet. You'll remember who to vote for. A ton of candidates running. But this is the slate that the Republican Party in Presque Isle believes will fix the school district once and for all. Great progress has been made so far. More work needs to be done. So again, text me Onaway. I'll send you the slate card. Share it with people you know who live in Onaway Public School District. If you'd like a yard sign, if you live in that district, give Sherry LaFave a call. She'll get you the information on how to pick one up. They'll deliver it to you, or you can stop by her house and pick it up. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. A story that caught my eye from Lansing on Friday afternoon. The Michigan State Capitol has become the first in the nation, first in the country, to implement Zero Eyes artificial intelligence gun detection technology to be layered with other security measures. So what does that mean if you're in and or around the Capitol? This artificial intelligence gun detection technology, Zero Eyes, uses AI to identify a brandished firearm in which you have actually pulled it out and are waving or pointing at people. Then a trained operator inspects the image to decide whether to alert the client, the Capitol Police, and local law enforcement. Brian St. Bernard, vice president of sales of the company, made it clear that firearms are the only weapons that will be detected, and only if they are brandished. St. Bernard said that the operator does not have access to the security camera's footage unless artificial intelligence, Zero Eyes, detects a firearm. It does not use facial recognition software or behavioral analysis, which could be privacy and bias issues. Bernard added that this means that if an active shooter's firearm is detected and they put it away, they wouldn't be tracked by Zero Eyes across the cameras that see them unless they take the firearm out again. But the image of the person with the weapon is sent to the client, meaning responding law enforcement would know who to look for, even if they don't trigger the AI detection software again. It also won't alert the operator if the firearm is holstered. For example, the Michigan State Police, their weapons won't set off the system. It also can't detect a hidden weapon like metal detectors do. So to recap, this means that your behavior won't be analyzed, your face isn't being tracked or stored, and Zero Eyes can only see if a firearm is actually pulled out, being pointed at somebody. The legal term is called brandished. If you brandish the weapon, then it triggers the software. I'm going to stop right there. This story and the things that this guy said, how can it be trusted? If they're going to be able to track the fact that you have a firearm and you've pulled it out and are pointing it at somebody, you're telling me they're not going to take a picture of your face? They're not going to analyze your behavior, which puts you into all kinds of computerized behavioral analysis, possible profiling, possible tracking of your movements while you're in the Capitol. Bernard went on to say that Zero Eye trains its own AI system and doesn't participate in what's known as web scrape, quote unquote, which is a way for large amounts of data to be extracted at one click of a button. St. Bernard said what sets his product apart is that before law enforcement in the Capitol are alerted about a pointed weapon, a human operator must confirm it. The AI system itself does not initiate immediate communication with the client, which is the Michigan State Capitol Police, or local law enforcement. St. Bernard talked about how security cameras are usually a reactive tool in mass shootings, meaning footage from the cameras are looked at after the fact. But his technology makes security cameras proactive. This software is already up and running in the Capitol building. During a live demonstration, law enforcement officers in the room were receiving notifications that a firearm was detected by external cameras via a mobile app. But the notifications were made through a text messaging system or could be done by an actual phone call as well. However, his technology won't act as a mass notification system. St. Bernard said it is designed to notify the key players at a location, such as the Michigan State Police and sergeants at arms within the Capitol building. That means those that work in around the Capitol won't be getting notifications that don't come from law enforcement departments' emergency alert system. Where does this all come from? Where does it stem from? The February 13, 2023 shooting at Michigan State University. Local elected officials, including those in the Capitol building, were concerned about how much time passed between the shots being fired and an emergency alert system being sent out. St. Bernard said on average his AI software, Zero Eyes, responds within 3 to 5 seconds. From the moment it detects a weapon being pointed until the client is notified, which he said allows the client enough time to enact their own emergency alert protocols faster. This program, Zero Eyes, has been implemented in about 40 school districts in Michigan. Rob Blackshaw, the executive director of the Michigan State Capitol Commission, said that it's sad that a weapon detection system is even needed. But especially within the number of school groups that have come to the Capitol, they wanted to make sure the environment was safe for the kids. Blackshaw said the software is active for the Capitol's external commercials as well. Not only those inside the building, but on the outside. However, the current rules that was passed and approved by the Michigan State Capitol Commission are only banning firearms inside the Capitol building, not outside. However, these cameras do give law enforcement awareness in case a situation escalates. So, basically, open carry, which is a law in the state of Michigan, cannot be done on the Capitol grounds. Outdoor cameras will be monitoring if you're carrying a weapon outside the Capitol, and now it's banned from inside the Capitol. And again, folks, understand these are rules passed by the Michigan State Capitol Commission, an unelected board appointed by the governor to sit on that board. These are not elected officials. They're not state representatives. They're not state senators. And it's not a law that was signed into law by the governor. These are rules set up by a bureaucratic agency that now has taken away your Second Amendment rights. And right now, there's no appetite in Lansing to undo these rules. Well, an election's coming up in 2026. If a Republican governor, helped by a Republican majority House and Senate, could appoint new members to the Capitol Commission and possibly undo these rules. Governor actually could sign an executive order telling him to stop enforcing these policies. Question is, would a Republican governor be willing to do it? Well, I guess it depends on who the governor candidate is. We'll have to wait and see. One of the things that I think that people need to understand, this is violation of your Second Amendment rights. Period. End of story. Many of these gun bans that we currently have in our court buildings, our public offices, are violation of your Second Amendment rights. But they've been in place for, quote-unquote, public safety. Got one very simple question. If a crazy person, like the people who have taken shots at Donald Trump, for example, the guy over the weekend shot fires into the golf resort of Donald Trump. He dropped the firearm, fled in an SUV. Authorities arrested him in the next county over. Haven't gotten into the details, but basically, he has been arrested. What charges are they going to bring? Luckily, nobody got hurt. Shots went into the building. Nobody was harmed in any way, shape, or form. What kind of prosecution does this guy face? And again, president wanting to play golf on a Sunday at one of his own golf resorts. Where was Secret Service? Very simple question. I know a golf course is a large area to patrol. But the guy is literally, what, stalking in the woods close to the clubhouse and is able to shoot fire rounds into the building. Again, this is all justification as to why they're taking away Second Amendment rights. But again, I want to know what punishment this guy's going to face. What kind of charges is he going to face, if any? So we'll be following that story. But I wanted to let you know, if you go down to the Capitol, because many of us have attended Second Amendment rallies, many of us have gone to the Capitol carrying firearms openly, which you can do in the state of Michigan based on our open carry laws. Long rifles, handguns, it doesn't matter. But God forbid you do it today. And now they have software to be monitoring your body inside the Capitol building. Again, not passed laws, not laws, bills signed into law by a governor. These are rules by an unelected board, Michigan State Capitol Commission, appointed by Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Unbelievable. You give up your rights for security, very soon you won't have any rights. The fear, false evidence appearing real,